Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 25th day of the month of Cheshvan. I want to thank everyone for their collective tefillos for our daughter Yakira. I have never seen anyone recover as quickly as this beautiful 8-year-old girl who is already moving around the house really, really quickly. Came home late last night, and we are very grateful to Hashem. When I had my appendectomy in my late 20s, I remember being on bed rest for a while, so it's impressive to see, maybe because she's so much younger, but very appreciative, and we're very grateful to Hashem. And hopefully her recovery continues to be this easy. And for all, please continue to daven for all of those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for: Yeshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Bitzalo Ben Chaya Bat Sheva, Lina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need of refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they please today easily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call Rabbi Moshe Shiner of the Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Shiner slowly reciting the five chapters of Tehillim we recite daily on the call: Parachaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chapalat, Kuf Lamedet, Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And Rabbi Shiner will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach for the Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavot, with great honor, Rabbi Shiner.
My apologies. So first of all, thank you, Rabbi Naftali, for this wonderful opportunity and for what you do each and every day, or gathering Yidden Jews from all over the world to learn and to daven together. This week's Torah portion begins with Ela told us Yitzchak, the story of Yitzchak and Rivka and the conception of their twin sons, Yaakov and Esav. And we all know that later on, when Yaakov and Esav have their falling out, when they come back together in a few parshios, it says, Vayishak Esav LeYaakov, Esav kisses his brother Yaakov and he cries. And Rashi quotes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says, Halacha hi biyadua. It is a known fact, halacha. It's an immutable universal law, She'esav sona LeYaakov, that Esav despises Yaakov. And it was only at that moment he was overcome with compassion, and as the dots on the word Vayishakeyu imply, he had rachmanis and he kissed his brother. And here we are, once again, dealing with anti-Semitism in the most vile way, where a young Chabad rabbi in Dubai was murdered brutally in cold blood simply because he was a Jew. And our question is, how do we as a Jewish community respond to such a tragedy, such a horrific event? What is our response? And the answer is found in Yitzchak Avinu. And it is actually found in this OU call that takes place. Because we know that Yitzchak was the patriarch who was Mesaken, who instituted the Tfilas Mincha. And we know that it says Elio and Leinena, Elio was answered during the Tfilas Mincha. Why? Because Mincha is the middle of the day and you have to stop to daven and to learn, and therefore it has a special koach. And so this daily chizuk call, where we stop in the middle of a busy day to daven and to learn, is the greatest way to have our answers prayers that Hashem should finally bring the geula and bring an end to this halacha hi biyadua, to this anti-Semitism, to the sinah of Esav to Yaakov. But I saw a Chassidus Shavart that says as follows. When Yitzchak goes out to pray, Tfilas Mincha, it says in last week's Parsha of Yetzir, Yitzchak was Suach Basad, they went out to daven in the field, Lifnos Ere, before the evening. And the Chassidus Shavart say, what does it mean he went out to pray before the end of the day? It means the end of the Golos, before the Geula, the final prayer. And what does he see? Vayisa Eina Vayar, he lifts his eyes up and he sees Gemalim Boyim, he sees camels coming. And what is the word Gemalim? We all know the word. Gemalim is in the word Gomel Chesed, the acts of kindness. That in the end of days, before the Gula, in the final days, we will see a tremendous amount of Gemalim, of Gemilus Chasadim, of Avas Yisrael from one year to another. And what we're seeing today, the outpouring of Chesed and Avas Yisrael from Jews around the world. This Avas Yisrael that Rabbi Tzvi Kogan personified, having grown up in Eretz Yisrael and then served in the Gavati army and then going on shluchas to Dubai to love another Jew, to spread Yiddishkeit, to offer kashrus in Dubai. This was his life's mission. V'hine gemalim boyim, the tremendous amount of chesed. And that is the chesed that will bring the ultimate geula. You know, it says in Pirkei Avos that there's two types of love. There's ava hatluya badava and ava she'ena tluya badava. There's love that's unconditional, and therefore it can never end, it never ceases. But when there's ava tluya badava, when that love ends, the davar ends, so the love ends. But just like there's two types of love, there's two types of sinah. There's a sinah hatluya badava. Sometimes someone hates someone for a reason. But if batla davar, if you remove the cause of the sinah, you could remove the hatred. But when it comes to the halacha yibiyadua, the hatred of Esav to Yaakov, it's not based on any reason, it's not based on any cause. Esav was quarreling with Yaakov in the womb, it was innate to his personality. And therefore there's nothing we can do to remove that sinah, because it's halacha yibiyadua, it is a never-ending, unfortunately, tragic sinah for Yidden. The only thing we can do is, first of all, daven as we're doing now, that Hashem should have rachmanis and bring the geula. And how? Through gemalim, through gemilas chasadim, by increasing in our acts of chesed, and carrying on the ways of Rabbi Tzvi Kogan. I think about the tragic encounter of these terrorists who grabbed the hold of this tzaddik, this kadosh, and brutally murdered him. And there, in this wrestling match that must have ensued, you had the epitome of goodness, of Kedusha, of Chesed, a man who personified Avas Yisrael, and the opposite, the personification of evil and sinah for Yidden. And we ask Hashem, how could it be that evil triumphed? But even though in this instance, evil triumphed and Nebuch, Rabbi Tzvi Kogan, was murdered, newly married man, 28 years old, we have bitachon and we have emun, and we know that ultimately we will prevail. Ultimately, goodness will prevail over evil, that the geula will come, and once and for all, ruach hatuma avim in the earth, evil will be banished from the world. And how do we bring this about? So I'll share with you that in 1957, when the village of Kfar Chabad, where the levaya of Rabbi Tzvi Kogan took place in front of the replica of 770 in Kfar Chabad, when it was being built by Russian immigrants who came to Eretz Yisrael from behind the Iron Curtain to build a life for themselves in Eretz Yisrael, fulfilling a dream. It was a terrorist attack in May of 57, and the terrorists entered one of the yeshivas and murdered one of the teachers and five of the talmidim of the students and wounded many others. And the residents of Kfar Chabad were mourning the tragic event, and they wrote a letter to the Rebbe, what should they do? And a few days later, the Rebbe sent a telegram back to the residents of Kfar Chabad with three words. And he said, Behemshech habinyan tenuchamu. By the continuing the building of Kfar Chabad and developing Eretz Yisrael, that is how you will find nechama, that's the way you will find comfort. And I think these three words are true today. Yesterday at the Levaya, Rabbi Duchman, the chief rabbi of Chabad of the United Arab Emirates, announced that they're going to build a base tzvi, a house for tzvi as an eternal legacy to carry on his mission of Avas Yisrael and his mission of Chesed in Dubai.
And every one of us in our own way has to build a base tzvi. We have to carry on his Avos Yisrael in our sphere of friends, do what he did, put on tefillin with the yid, be makar of another yid, learn Torah with another yid, do an act of chesed, because as the pasuk says, v'hine gmalim boyim le'es era, before we come to the final geula, it will be our chesed, our Avos Yisrael, our unity, that will bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, when once and for all, evil will be banished from the world, and the nigla kved Hashem, the honor of Hashem, will be revealed la'ini kabasa, before the eyes of all human flesh. We're now going to recite Tehillim Kapitel Chaf. Lam natseach mizmar l'David yan chadinei b'yem tzara yisagev chashem alehi yakov yishlach ezrach amikoydesh umisiyon yisadeka yizkar kol minchaysecha ve'ilascha yidashna selo yitin l'cha kilvol v'cha v'chol atoscha yimahlei Neran Nabi Shua Secha Uvashem Eleheinu Nidgal Yimali Adinoi Kol Mishalei Secha Ati Yadati Ki Yeshia Adonai Meshicha Yaneu Mishmei Koshoi Begvureis Yesha Yeminoi Eile Verecha Veile Basusim Vanachnu Bishem Adinoi Eleheinu Naskir Heim Bakoro Vinafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanasoidod Adinoi Hoshia, Hamelach Yaneinu, V'yem Koreinu. Kapitel Chaf Gimel. Miz Meladavid, Adinoi Royi Lo Yechzer, B'nez Deshe Yavriseini, Amei Menuchos, Yinahaleini, Navshi Yishevev, Yancheini, B'magli Sedek, L'man Shemoi, Kam Ki Yehlech, V'gei Salmoves, La'ira Ra, Ki Ata Imodi, Shiftecho Mishantecho, Heimo Yinachamuni, Tarech lefanei shulcha neget zeyreroi, Vishanta vashemen roishi, koi sirevoyo, achtoi vachesed yirdufuni kol yimei chayoi, Vishafti beveis adinoi loirech yomim. Psalm 121. Shir lamahloi, sesoi nayalorim, meyayin yovo yezri, ezri mim adinoi oisei, shemayim vorez, al yitin lomit raglach al yonum shimrecho, hinei lo yonum velo yishon shimei Yisrael, Adinoi Shemrech, Adinoi Tzilcha, Yad Yiminecha, Yoyim HaMashemesh, Liyakeka, V'yareach Baloylo, Adinoi Yishmorech Mikol Ra, Yishmeres Nafshecha, Adinoi Yishmetzeizcha, Voyecha, Me'ata, V'yadeylom. Psalm 130. Shir HaMalois, Mimamakim, Karasicha, Adinoi, Adinoi Shemabakoyli, Tiyenaz Necha Kashuvois, לכל תחנונוי, אם אבוי נויס תשמיו אדינוי, מי אמוי, כמחה סליחו למען תיבולי, כביסי אדינוי, כבסה נפשי ולדברוי, החולתי, נפשי לאדינוי, מי שמרים לבויקר, שמרים לבויקר, יחל ישראל על אדינוי, כמדני החסד, והרבה אימוי פדוס, והוא יפתס ישראל מכל אבוי נסוב. Psalm 142. Maskele David b'yesi b'maras yisila, koi li el adinei ezach, koi li el adinei eschanon, eshbech lefonav sichi, sarasi lefonav agid, b'sat efa leiruchi, v'ata yadata nesivasi, v'erach zu ahalich, tomnu pachli, habet yamin urei, v'ein li makar, oved manes mimeni, ein derish lenavshi, z'akti elech adinei, amarti, ata machsi chelki, b'eretz achayim, Hakshiv el dinasi, ki daloisi miyoid, hatsileini miyoid, fai ki amsu mimeni, fai tziya mimaz genavshi, lahoidoi, se shemecha, biyachdiru tzadikim, ki sigmo el aloi. Now going to recite Achenu for our 101 brothers and sisters being held hostage in captivity for their immediate freedom. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzoro vashivya, Haim dim bein bayom uvein bayabosha hamakim irachim aleim v'yetzir mitzara l'ravacha mi'afela l'oira u'mishivu l'gu'ula hashta bagala v'zman korev v'neymar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say amein. Now, Mishabeach for soldiers of Tzahal. Mishaberach Avisenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Haganah L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kriches Habitachoyin Ha'indem Ha'mishmar Atzenu V'Yarei Eloheinu Migvul Avonein Ba'ad Benbar Mitzrayim Ben Ayom Agadol Alavoy Aravah V'Chol Makoyim Shehein V'Yibasha V'Avir V'Yom Yitein Adnei Esteveno Kamim Aleinu Nigafim Lesneem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzilkun Mikol Nega Machla Yisba bracha v'atzlocha b'chomas yideim, yad beres seninu tachteyem, v'yatveim b'chesi yeshua v'teres nitzachoyin, v'yikuyim b'hema kosov, ki adinei lehechem, haylechim achem, l'lachem, l'lachem, imei v'chem, l'ishi eschem, v'neimar amein. Now, mishaberach for the freedom of our hostages, mishaberach aviseinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, v'yishav ha'aron, David ha'shleim, hu yivorech, v'yishmar, v'yinsor es nedrei, tzva haganah liyisrael u'shvuyav, Es kol acheinu hanesunim atzara v'shivya b'avur shekol akol ha-kodesh hazeh mispalel b'avuram ha-kodesh baruch hu yimor rachum aleyem b'yetzim mechayishach v'tzol mavet u'meisreitzei hem yinateik u'meimitzkeitzei hem yishiyem yishivim mehera l'cheik mishbacheiseyem yed l'adinech hazeh b'nifleisov l'bnei odom v'yekuyim b'mat mikro shakosov u'fiduye adino yishuvun u'boi u'tziyim b'rino v'simchas olam al-reisham sasim v'simcho yasigu V'nasu yagim v'anacha v'neimar amein. Now mishabera for the cholim and cholos. All those in need for shalema. Mishabera chavisenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Meisha v'Aaron David shalema hu yivarech v'yirafe kol hacholim v'cholos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimal Rachum Aleim Lachlimam Lapaisal Zigl Nachayesam V'yishach Lahem Meheira Refuah Shalem In HaShemayim L'chol Avereim L'chol Gideim B'Tzeh Shachal Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashtah Ba'agala V'zman Karev V'neimar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shiner. Thank you for your kind words at the onset. I look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.